Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we are discussing the topic of why operational consistency is so important in challenging times. And joining me today is longtime multifamily industry veteran who is a sought-after national speaker and educator, Stephanie Graves, co-founder and CEO of Q10 Property Advisors. Welcome, Stephanie.
Well, hi, thank you. Good to be here. Good to be here. It's an interesting time, so I'm happy to share some thoughts with everyone and with you on kind of what's happening right now.
Yeah, and so what is happening right now is, there's all kinds of challenges to the multifamily properties and the management companies regarding what's going on with when a pandemic hits our country. What are some of those challenges as far as what areas of a multifamily property do they hit?
Sure. You know, I think change is not something that we are unfamiliar with in the multifamily arena. You know, there's operational changes from the corporate level. You know, if you have a third-party management company, you have an owner that may have an opinion on what's happening. And so I think, the good news is as an industry and as a property, I think we're used to adapting to change. But we're in the middle of a pandemic, and there's already uneasiness with the environment, with your residents, with your, supplier partners, with your owners. If you're in the Houston area, we've got some uncertainty about the financial future with the oil prices as they are. And so I think from an operational standpoint, it's so important as we adapt to change to also find those areas that we can have set consistencies, because, people like structure and like to understand and have things that are normal in their lives. You know, the reason why McDonald's is it makes so much money and is so successful is because, they have consistency in that experience. And at McDonald's in, Hoover, Connecticut is going to be almost the same as McDonald's in, Houston, Texas. And so as an industry and as a property, if we can work to maintain a certain level of consistency, even with challenging times, I think it's just going to prove successful for our residents and for our team members. So I want to talk a little bit about that today, and we can kind of start with maintenance, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's great.
Good. We have, from our operational standpoint, and, I'm active in other organizations and kind of see what's happening on the platform with multifamily in general, in Houston and Texas with NAA, there's lots of resources available, and so tapping into those resources is important. And there are best practices and recommendations specifically related to how we can treat maintenance and how we're dealing with the changing environment. Many people are only handling emergency work orders right now to understand social distancing and make sure that we're staying away, if you will, from the residents that are at home as much as possible. And so maintaining, figuring out what your policy is going to be, rolling it out so everyone's educated about it, and then creating a level of consistency for a time frame is important. In the first couple of weeks of this, I felt like we were changing our plans and ideas every day. Is the office open? Is the office not open? Are people coming to work? Are people not coming to work? Those memes were going around that said, this is what I look like after the 35th policy change. I knew it was going to come. It was funny. One of my team members actually sent it to me in a text in the middle of the night, and I said, I knew one of you was going to send that. So maintaining a level of consistency for your employees is important. So find what those things are that can remain consistent. Maybe it's as simple as air filters. If your practice is that you give air filters out once a month or that you change air filters once a month, pick those things that can remain consistent for the resident and for the team member, and make sure that you hone into those and provide that environment so that it can be something that's expected from the residents. If you're only doing emergency work orders, it's important that residents understand what an emergency work order is. And for us to understand from an operational standpoint, you know, there's only so long that you can maintain only emergency work orders. You know, they anticipate that we're going to have social distancing requirements through the summer and maybe going into the fall. Well, there's a lot of service requests that cannot last and cannot sit on your books for 4 or 5 months. So really looking at your operations and figuring out what you can do and make a consistent behavior for your team is important.
I was going to say, a few weeks ago, we had Paul Rhodes on the show, who is the National Maintenance and Safety Instructor for the National Apartment Association.
Yep.
And he actually brought or mentioned the phrase, that everybody's talking about social distancing. He was talking about service distancing and what that means. And some of the things that he had mentioned that some properties were doing was they were creating some YouTube videos, short YouTube videos of how to change an air filter. And some of the things that, you know, how to unclog a toilet, you know, the first steps in unclogging a toilet so that it would keep the residents safe from someone entering the apartment to do those things if they were successful in being able to do it, and also kept their team safe. So are you seeing any of that in the Houston market?
Yeah, so we've done a couple on our properties and kind of had some contests internally of those ideas. We also do something at Move-In that has a list of, it's kind of like the top 10 things you needed to know about maintenance in your apartment, and we hand those out when they move in, which kind of helps, so we reference that. There are a ton of avenues and things that you can use and see if maybe your people are afraid of videos or don't want to be on camera. From the Houston Apartment Association and the Texas Apartment Association, that are great. I think that the more, you know, because residents can't see you or have that intimate connection, because I think it's important that you provide as much of that visualness as you can. You know, whether it's a video to say, hey, rent is due, or we have a property that's doing social events with Zoom meetings. Yesterday, I think, we had a chalk painting at one of the properties where we bought chalk for everyone and they had to decorate in front of their door, and then we could take pictures and we submitted it online. So those are all areas where it doesn't involve getting into other people's business. You're not, you know, close to them in a social aspect, but you are sharing that common, that common environment. I think that on the end of this, whenever that end is, as we move through this, you know, I'm hoping that the majority of the properties and the majority of the companies are going to see a greater community built because of the efforts of our on-site teams. I think that's going to happen in the majority of cases. I think that, you know, really our on-site teams have really above and beyond what you would anticipate happening. You know, it's not just a lady sitting in the office to collect your rent. We're really working to provide a community, and I think more people are than not in this time. And I do think that at the end of this, we will be better for it.
And, you know, what you just said, it struck me as being so counterintuitive, because here we all are, you know, all our residents are quarantining themselves inside their apartments, not really getting out to socialize and create the conventional sense of community that you would see. But yet at the end of this, whenever that is, as you said, a greater sense of community will probably be there. And it was all done when everybody was quarantined. It's really kind of amazing when you think about it.
It is. Yeah, when you think about it. And, you know, the other part of it is that they are home and they are seeing, you know, the good and bad of that is because they are home more, they are seeing more good things that we're doing and, conversely, not so good things that we're doing. And so that's important, too, that we understand. You know, I talked about consistency at the beginning of this segment and making sure that your grounds are picked up on a regular basis. You know, those things that are expectations that we have really need to be thought through and pushed through regularly so that, you know, they are home more, so they do get to see the things that we're not doing right. And then conversely, they maybe appreciate the things that we are doing. When most of them, you know, 50, 90% of them, you know, I like to think 80%, you know, understand that you're going through this as well, right? We're all going through the same thing. And, you know, if I hear another commercial about we're in this together, I'm going to gag. But, you know, we're all going through the same thing. And so, you know, as much as I have a job, I'm not at home. My job is your home. And so it's understanding that, I think, is more and more important than ever before. In terms of a maintenance perspective, I think that also making sure that our team members on the maintenance side feel like what they're doing is not in vain and feel appreciated and supported for what they're doing. You know, PPE equipment, protective equipment, is hard to come by right now. And so, you know, they say, okay, we need to make sure that everything is going to the hospitals. But, you know, we're on the front lines as well. And so making sure that your team members are protected as much as possible and that they feel protected and appreciated is important during this time. So they need a level of consistency as well.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of why operational consistency is so important in challenging times. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is longtime multifamily industry veteran who is a sought-after national speaker and educator, Stephanie Graves, co-founder and CEO of Q10 Property Advisors. And before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Stephanie, we talked in the first segment about consistency when it comes to maintenance, but also what about office consistency? You know, the offices, this whole pandemic has changed the way we operate our offices. So how are you handling it, and what are you recommending?
Yeah, we have some smaller properties that are one person offices, and we have properties that have, you know, 8 people on staff. And so we kind of see the gambit of what's happening from an on-site perspective. We have some offices that have their offices closed with signs that say, you know, if you need something, let us know. We're trying to understand social distancing. So all of our offices are fully operational, and I think this is probably pretty much consistent across the board in terms of offices being closed as much as possible. And, you know, it's a balance, right? Because you want to be there for your residents and you want to service them, but you also don't want them to be bored and come into the office right to chat with the leasing agents, which we see on some properties. So those offices that have their community open and the doors unlocked and people can come in at their leisure, we've done visual markers on the floor to kind of separate them so they're not hanging on the desk and, you know, sitting at the desk and chit-chatting with the leasing agents for a certain amount of time. So we've made it a little uncomfortable to be comfortable in the office, just because it's human nature. You know, there's some people that live by themselves, and this is the only interaction they have in a week's time. And so while we want to be sensitive to that, we also want to make sure that, you know, we're protecting our team members as much as possible. So we have those in those offices, and we also are doing teams at this point. So if your office allows it and you have enough people, I encourage you to make kind of A teams and B teams so that your office team is not exposed to each other on a regular basis. So let's say, I mean, if you've got five team members in your office and everybody's working every day and one person gets sick, you could have a whole office that could be down if that were to spread rapidly. And so we've split our teams up where we have someone working Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and someone working Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And that way they are not exposed to each other, so that if one team were to become sick, then ideally we hope that the other team could kind of pick up and take off and take up operations in their absence.
Is there anything that you've discovered as far as the tasks and responsibilities that have conventionally been done in the office that can be done remotely by the teams that
can
work from home for anything? And what are they?
Yeah. You know, it's taken some technology advances, certainly for us, in making sure that our teams have the tools necessary to be able to service people out of the office. But, you know, if our teams are not working on weekdays like Tuesday and Thursday and they're at home, technically they're still work hours. They're still required to work and respond to things. So we basically set up a list of at-home tasks and a list of on-site tasks. And so either with iPads or laptops, we've allowed them to, you know, if you're at home, it's an easy opportunity for you to respond to online leads, for you to post to social areas, for you to, you know, work on letters to residents. All of those things, that those admin tasks that can be done from a closed environment, we've kind of shifted to those that are, you know, when you're at home or when you're in the office and not seeing residents on a regular basis. And we found it's working pretty well. You know, some people are not meant to work from home. That's why we have offices. And so it has been a struggle for some folks. But, you know, we hope that this is a temporary time. But I think it also provides, you know, we talk about consistency. I think there'll be a new level of consistency. It's really opened people's eyes to the opportunities that are available in a work-from-home environment. Those things that maybe you don't need to have your office open from, you know, 9 to 6, you could have your office open from, you know, 2 to 6 and have some close time or admin time to really focus on things that need to get done that maybe is time better spent, if you will,
right,
and allowing people to do more remote work so that there's not that, you know, obligation to be in at a certain time. You know, certainly, you know, depending on what city you're in, you know, in Houston or in Dallas and Austin, in the Texas region especially, it's everywhere. You know, sometimes people sit in traffic for an hour to get to their property. And so I think this really will open our eyes to opportunities where maybe I don't have to be in at 9, I don't have to sit in traffic for an hour, I can come in at 10, and I'm only in traffic for 20 minutes to get to my office, you know, and I can work from home for 2 hours in the morning. So there are certainly good aspects that have come in line with that. And as long as you're responsive and as long as you're getting things done, I think it's a great opportunity for us to broaden our toolbox, if you will, on what that new consistency will be and what those new operational challenges that we face will be in the future.
So we've got reporting that's an office responsibility. How will that be consistent, or how is that consistent?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's important that you keep with your current reporting standards, right? If you do a Monday morning report or a Tuesday morning report, it's important that you kind of keep to that and don't make, you know, blanket changes to, okay, wait, we need to see every day what's happening. While we need to be able to have that data and information, you know, we switched at the beginning of this month to a daily collection summary. Usually we do that on a weekly basis. And so that has changed to a daily reporting for collection, so that we can see how are we trending as related to previous months to know, you know, are we going to be able to make all those payments that we need to make at the end of the month? Are we going to be able to, you know, pay electric on time, or is it going to be a little late? Or are we going to have to pull from savings? And so those reporting challenges have changed. But adding those in as things that are going to be, you know, kind of required and things that are measured in the future, I think it brings an opportunity for us to learn about better automation so that, you know, we're providing that data, but we also have an automation tool that allows it to happen on its own so that the team can focus on other things that need to be done. The other thing is, you know, just kind of leasing and availability consistency, you know, making sure that you are available for tours, even if it is in a different way, immediate response to residents and to prospects is important in terms of availability. You know, some people have completely closed down their offices, and I think that's a hindrance for sure, and it makes those that have stayed open more successful. You know, our leasing has not plummeted. It has toned down, certainly, but we have stayed open the whole time with some sort of social distancing tours. There's lots of offices that are doing remote tours, or, you know, with Ring doorbells on the models, or, you know, there's a company called Rently that allows you to do something where they check in, they can open the door, it kind of provides a temporary code to get into a unit, all things that, you know, need to be considered as we create kind of our new normal going forward.
Right. And I know you mentioned just a second ago collections, and I know I think I've mentioned this last week, a little bit over a week ago, J. Turner Research released a study about rent collections where they surveyed a group of people, and out of the people who responded, 56% said that the rent collection, they had saw a decline from that time in April versus the same time in March, and that the average was about a little bit over 12%. Are you saying that as well?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I was part of that survey, and I heard that that session a couple of weeks ago. I would say on our A product, on the higher end product, it's a little less. It's about 7 to 10%, and on the B and C product, it's higher. So we are a company that's offering different options to people. We've offered deferments. We've offered to add things on to the end of the lease. I think this is a time to be. You know, I wanted this series to be, in this episode, to be on consistency, but I think it's that providing a consistent environment that has the flexibility to change, right? If you are approachable and handling your residents on a daily basis, then the things that you have to do to make things happen on a day-to-day basis can be slightly different as long as the experience is the same for them. They know they can come to you and talk about payment options. They know that they're going to get a 3-day notice, even if they may not get a court date for the next month. You know, providing that consistent environment that even if you're late, we're going to have to, you know, fill out the paperwork, even if it takes longer for the process to happen, is important in terms of the operation of the property.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, and we're going to have to take a break in just a second, but I was talking to someone yesterday who's in the student housing industry, and, you know, I asked them the question, because you would think with all the colleges that have closed and recommended that the students go back to their permanent homes, that there would be a huge vacancy issue with occupancies. And they said that on the properties that they had, that they were working with them with the students to be able to do deferments and so forth, to be able to keep them in place, to wait and kind of see what happens with the colleges. So I guess each segment within multifamily has different challenges when it comes to those types of things. But we're gonna take a quick break and be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts, offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of why operational consistency is so important in challenging times. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is a longtime multifamily industry veteran who is a sought-after national speaker and educator, Stephanie Graves, co-founder and CEO of Q10 Property Advisors. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor, specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enhanced products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Stephanie, we didn't get around last segment to talking about employee consistency. What's out there right now that you'd like to talk about in this challenging time regarding employee consistency?
Sure. You know, I think that, you know, multifamily has been deemed essential, right? And so, you know, we're lucky in that sense, in that I don't think in general, on a Texas, certainly in a national level, we haven't seen a lot of layoffs or furloughs, if you will. And if you have, they've come from the corporate perspective a little bit more. So the last couple months have been great, because I think creating a consistent on-site experience is important for our residents. They're at home more. They need to be familiar with who they see. And so while we want to, you know, we might have a manager that covers two properties to help out, trying to create a consistent environment for your residents so that they know who they're talking to and they don't have to start over every time they're explaining what happened throughout this process is going to be important, and it's going to help you be successful. So as companies and supervisors are looking at, hey, where do I cut, it's important that we don't underestimate the importance of that on-site consistent experience. You know, a manager that's there, that knows the history, that's been through the beginning of this in terms of any deferments or late fees, or, you know, knows what's happening. Every resident has a story. And, you know, sometimes we, you know, while we treat everybody consistently, you also need to understand that you need to be flexible. And so creating a consistent environment with the on-site team to make sure that they have the same person to talk to and can have the same expectation and experience is important. So I think going forward, you know, there's some government assistance, I think, that multifamily has been privy to, which is great. Not necessarily the ownership entities, but the management part of it. Everybody, I think, qualified, even if they didn't get the payroll protection. And as that grows, hopefully more management companies will support that, and that directly affects having a consistent environment in your office because it's going to handle those deficits in payroll. So as income perhaps goes down because people aren't paying or because they're struggling, hopefully that gap can be taken up from that perspective so that you can keep a consistent team on your sites.
And I guess one of the things that multifamily has always had a concern about turnover. You know, in the normal times, what are you seeing now as far as, is there any turnover at all?
Yeah, I mean, we have been very, very lucky that we have not experienced any turnover. We haven't, you know, people are coming to work. Are they uneasy at times? Absolutely. You know, you're putting yourself, especially early on, I think everyone was really concerned that they were going to breathe in the wrong way and end up on a respirator, you know. So
there
and being exposed to so many people I think has been a concern, but I think it's, I don't want to say it's mellowing out and they're feeling a little better, but we have not had anybody and in general, as I talk to other colleagues in the industry, we are not having turnover, which is great. And I think part of it is, you know, as people or maybe have left in the past for a promotion or for more money, I think kind of the changes are at a standstill, right? Everyone wants to hunker down and do what we can to service our residents and just hold on as long as we can until things pass over. And so there isn't as much movement. And, you know, while our residents want a level of consistency, I think team members do too. You know, even if you're in a bad employment environment where you don't necessarily, you know, love your job every day, I think you certainly, it's a known evil, right? And so even if you have a stressful environment, it's nice to know that, you know, you're going to come to an environment that you know every day and you're not trying to feel your way through it in such a challenging time. So I know some other industries are experiencing challenges because, you know, unemployment rates, you know, people are filing for more unemployment. And so, you know, there becomes a question with extra fees being paid for unemployment, extra amounts. Do some job categories make more money if they're on unemployment? Because there are some COVID-19 exceptions. So all those are interesting perspectives that we are faced right now, for sure.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, and I want to touch on the what's the consistency of dealing with your vendors, partners, and suppliers at a property.
Yeah, this has been, it's been a challenge with our supplier partners because, you know, they have completely changed their entire way of processing. You know, they're used to coming to your property and servicing your needs, and that's not necessarily the case anymore. They're kind of staying away from the property. And so making sure that you're creating a consistent communication path with them is important because everyone is vying for their attention, especially suppliers that maybe supply products, maintenance supplies, even PPE. So making sure that you're getting a good connection with them and still communicating with them on a regular basis of what your needs are and your challenges. They're really stepping up on their end too, really providing support from afar, if you will, to make sure that all the needs are serviced for the properties.
And do you have some type of different way that you want them to operate on the property? The ones that do have to come to the property, your landscape contractor and so forth, are you putting any standards in place or do you recommend doing anything like that?
Yeah, you know, we're the Houston Apartment Association right now. I was on a committee that's talking about that, and we're actually putting in some best practice recommendations for properties. So, you know, whether it's making sure that as your supplier partners visit a property, they have their temperature checked, or whether they have masks on, or whatever that kind of protocol is. You know, there's two sides to this. One is everyone should have responsibility for taking care of themselves. Everyone should have responsibility of making sure they're safe individually. And what is your business or property responsibility to make sure that your team's protected and your residents are protected? Certainly, our level of experience with our supplier partners has changed in terms of services that they can provide with so many people home and with so many people, you know, right there in your face when you're servicing the property.
Right. And I guess most supplier partners have already put in place some type of best practices that they're going to be utilizing when they go onto a property. But once the association has theirs, they would create a consistency that everybody could kind of buy into. And hopefully, do you have any idea when that will be available?
We're targeting for the end of the week. So.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah. So it's you know, mid-April is where we are. Whether you're listening to this now or later, and so that'll be hopefully available by the end of the week. And we're putting together some out of industry professionals as well. You know, attorneys and HR people to kind of also recommend what we're seeing in other areas as we reopen amenities, as we start to open our offices again, as we open our pools again, all those things start to open, what are going to be the things that we do, and how do we treat our supplier partners? How do we treat our residents on serving? You know, pest control is a good example. Pest control providers, most of them are not treating occupied apartments at all. Well, that could pose a little bit of a challenge. So what do you do from an operational standpoint to satisfy that void is a good question to ask.
Yeah, and as far as amenities go, what's the consensus that you're seeing in the industry as far as how to open those back up again? You know, for instance, a pool, pool furniture, things like that. Is there going to be a different way that you anticipate that it'll be operated once it's open, as far as cleaning and disinfecting and so forth?
Yeah, you know, we're all kind of figuring out what is the property's requirement. You know, what is our liability, if you will, in terms of making sure that things are cleaned or that people are away from each other. You know, I have a property that's in Montgomery County that was not subject to some of the regulations of Harris County, and so we kept our pool open with signs up that said only 10 people are allowed in the pool at one time, and you know, we almost were serving as the, you know, judge and jury and pool monitors sometimes during the day to figure out, okay, you know, when did you come in and are you allowed to be in? And, you know, people would come in and just sit together in groups. And, you know, it's a truly good question for us to ask, I think, as an industry. Like, really, what is our requirement to make people accountable for themselves? You know, just because we have a pool doesn't mean that we should be responsible for making sure that someone, you know, that someone is not sitting next to another person, or to make sure that the table is wiped down every time someone uses it, right? I mean, I can wipe it down now and walk off and someone could lick it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I don't think that has changed from before to now. It's just gotten a little bit more dangerous, if you will. We early on put up signs on all of our amenities, whether they were open or not, that there were disinfecting wipes available, and if they were out, they needed to let us know, and that they needed to utilize and disinfect what they're using on their own accord, and that we would not be responsible for that, that we have a regular cleaning regime, but that they should be responsible for themselves and their actions while utilizing the amenity provided.
Okay.
Who knows what that's going to mean in the future? But, you know, even when we don't have a pandemic, you know, we can't make sure that every courtyard is wiped down every second of the day. We can certainly do it at the morning and the afternoon, but what happens in that time frame when we're not there? That's the drama of multifamily and apartment business, isn't it?
It is drama. we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters. We will be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Thank you.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of why operational consistency is so important in challenging times. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is longtime multifamily industry veteran, who is a sought-after national speaker and educator, Stephanie Graves, co-founder and CEO of Q10 Property Advisors. So, Stephanie, alternatives to the normal operational challenges because of the current situation. What are you seeing out there?
I think some properties are experiencing, they're busier than normal. Maybe they have more people that they're servicing because their residents are there, but other properties are, my offices are closed and what am I doing? And so providing, getting a to-do list, if you will, of things that need to be done and things that, don't you wish you had time to do all of these things during the year?
Right.
This would be a good time for everyone to kind of catch up on those things, whether it's painting your emergency curbs red and orange and getting all those things done, pulling out those washeterias and those washers and dryers to make sure that it's clean behind them, really taking an opportunity to maximize the cleanliness and the organization of your office so that as we do enter the peak leasing season, because I still think there's going to be a level of tours during those summer periods, making sure that you are ready for that and planning for that. One of the things I've asked my teams to do is get birthday cards for all of the residents, have them for the whole year signed and organized by month, and you can just send them out at the beginning of the month going forward. You'll be taken care of for the whole year. Setting up your social media posts going forward. Those are all things that you can schedule for ahead of time so that you can be ahead of the game as we have to adapt to the changes happening around us.
Yeah, and I think, it goes for people who are working remotely from home as well. I mean, I can tell you that I don't think there's a cabinet or a closet in my home that I haven't gone through and reorganized because, I'm just, what else are you going to do? And this is a time when you have the time to do something like that. And the same goes for, what we're doing at properties as well. This one day, we don't know when exactly, but the cloud is going to lift and things are going to get back to a normal, and I'm using air quotes when I say that, a normal situation. But it may not look the same as what happened before all this. So What type of changes, if things aren't going to be the same, what do you feel like are going to happen that's going to be different?
Yeah, I think we're going to see more remote working. I think that we're going to see more consciousness of people's struggles. Sometimes in the multifamily industry, it's a hard balance between making sure you're collecting rent while understanding people's challenges. And we tend sometimes when you're doing this for a long time, you tend to get a little hardened by my aunt died and I have to pay for her funeral and I can't, your grandma died last month, but we got to pay her rent, and those are just the challenges kind of we face. But, I think that there'll be a greater level of empathy, if you will. I think landlords and owners and management companies are really working, certainly in the Houston area. I know that the Houston Apartment Association and its members put together a huge donation for resident-impacted things, paying rent for those residents that are having struggles in the Houston area. And so, I think we're going to have to do, as we have seen in the failings of our government agencies, not all bad, but there certainly have been some things that we could have better planned for. I think we all just really need to take a good hard look at how we can be self-sustaining. What can we do from our operational standpoint where we can help ourselves? We talk about making donations or maybe instead of making a donation to a public event, maybe you have a savings account, if you will, within your property that you use to help residents that may be struggling going forward. Things that I think are important for us to look at going forward as the temperature changes. I think we'll get more comfortable with online virtual leasing, looking at videos and such from the comfort of your own home. understanding that a leasing agent can walk and do a FaceTime tour with someone inside of an apartment, and it's not, it doesn't feel as weird as it used to anymore. I think those are all things that we're going to see more and more people embrace and be more comfortable with going forward, whether it, there is social distancing or not, or whatever those changes are. I think that we'll see that more going forward.
Yeah, and I think that this whole situation that we're going through has kind of expedited the process of acceptance of a lot of those things that that, you know, the industry was kind of slower to embrace. You know, it kind of just kind of showed that there's a need and how those technologies and things can be used to help us in a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm thinking about how things are going to return back when this list, Houston famously responded, and the apartment industry famously responded a few years ago when Hurricane Harvey hit, which was a disaster, but it was different. What makes this situation different than a situation like a hurricane, as far as when it comes to multifamily?
Yeah, you know, I think one is that, you know, while the city of Houston is affected by hurricanes, you know, there were specific buildings and operators that were flooded, right? And you were specifically, you know, you didn't have an apartment in that area, or there was something in that area that was affected. I think in the city of Houston, everyone is experiencing a struggle. There's a restaurant in Westview, there's a restaurant in Spring, there's a restaurant in, you know, Magnolia, that are all being treated equal, if you will. And so, you know, it's all over the city that people are experiencing the struggles that we're going through now. And so I think we're more humble and more empathetic. Instead of, hey, well, my house didn't flood, it's, yeah, we're all kind of dealing with it, you know, the best we can. So I think that level, it makes us all open our eyes a little bit more that we are truly in this together. We're all trying to figure it out. And the other thing is, you know, we've always had an industry that's been very open to communication and sharing, not necessarily trade secrets, if you will, but sharing data and making sure that, you know, we're all up to date with the latest and greatest to provide the best service we can to our residents. But I think now even more than ever, it's important. You know, I am sharing things and doing things and getting resources from people that I never thought would be, you know, sharing company-specific forms about checklists for cleaning or copies of specific letters that we're sending out to residents that create a, you know, that could be before as seen as company secrets. I'm seeing more and more of that sharing of information happening to make sure that we all, you know, we're all kind of making it up as we go along. And to make sure that we're making it up as consistently as possible across the industry is important. And so while we don't have necessarily, you know, TAA has done a great job and NAA has done a great job of providing that guidance on a regular basis, either webinars or resources. So, you know, if you're not on the distribution list for the apartment associations, I highly encourage you to get that data because there's just a wealth of information that really helps us all become better operators. And maybe you don't want to elect to do what they're recommending that you do, but at least you know, knowledge is power. And so knowing what other people are doing and knowing how you'll be affected by those changes is super important right now. Really absorbing information that's not necessarily...
You mentioned associations and so forth. We've got a few minutes left in this final segment, but I wanted to ask you, because I know that not only do you attend, but you also do certain seminars and so forth at the association conferences and expos and so forth. And obviously, some of the ones that are local and statewide have been canceled. But, you know, for instance, the National Apartment Association Conference, which is typically held in June, there's 10,000, 12,000 people that attend that. There's no way to social distance at something like that. How do you see those things changing in the future, or will they change?
Yeah, I think they will change. I think it's going to be more, there'll be more options for remote opportunities. I think they'll do live webcasts. Maybe they cap the number of people that can come, and they don't pack us in there like sardines anymore. and then they provide, you know, maybe it's 1,000 seats can come, and then there's 1,000 people that can dial in and see the session remotely. I think we'll see more of that. You know, they already have in the past provided the PDFs available later that you could purchase of the video recordings. I think that will continue. I think it'll be more live streaming options. NAA will probably be postponed, I'm guessing, this year. And so to see what happens with that and how they adapt will be very interesting. You know, the Houston Apartment Association has an expo that's been postponed. But, you know, we're talking about what do we provide when people come in? Do we provide masks to everyone? And do we make people wear masks as they're going through the expo floor? That's a very real question that even if it happens in September, is that something that we're going to provide? And I think that we've all come to the conclusion that it is. It's going to be something that we're going to have to require going forward. You know, there's no longer a laughing at the tourists that come to Disneyland with a face mask anymore. I think we've really seen what's happened with society and what the changes that we're going to have to experience, which we all maybe in the back of our heads knew at some point would happen, but just hoped it wouldn't in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. So I think that we'll see more online learning, which is unfortunate because I think you get a lot from that personal connection. But adapting to ways that we can satisfy that need is going to be important.
Well, so we've got about 45 seconds left in the segment. Tell our listeners a little bit about Q10 and what you're doing with Q10 right now.
Sure. So Q10 is a third-party property management and consulting firm. So we provide consulting to different entities, owners, management companies, and then we have a third-party property management business in the Houston market. And then I personally do some training, and we've got some fun things done, fun things that we're doing this year and next year. So if you would like more information about us or me, you can find us online, obviously. But my email is stephanie@q10pa.com. Q10PA.com, and so I'm happy to help in any way we can. Certainly in this time, I just hope everybody stays safe and learns as much as we can to be better at the end of this.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks so much for being available today, Stephanie. Normally, we'll do this in the studio, but we both are doing this remotely. It's not the best audio quality that we could possibly have, but hopefully we'll be back in the studio again soon once this kind of goes away. So thanks for doing it. We will be back next week with another great topic and power panel with industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.